the English Language Brovka Bano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm too lazy to have thought of a nickname this week.
Fair enough. Hello, friends. How are you doing out there?
I'm listening to the friends.
Are you listening to
the
friends?
Oh, that's good to hear. Is she well? Because she had that problem with the foot that needed... Funny you should ask, because we've got a couple of things on today. We've got two previews. We've got a look back at our recent match against Varnsdorf and all the usual nonsense.
Yes, that's exactly right. Before we go into anything else, talking of friends, I want to give a quick shout out to a Mr. Patrick Lichman, who had the honour, well, honour, stroke, misfortune, stroke, idiocy of being the first person to recognise me in public for doing this podcast. It was a remarkable state of affairs. I was sitting in Cafe Atlas waiting for a friend, and he came up and sort of I wouldn't say thanked me, but said we were doing a very good job.
Is it like when that guy apparently went up to Brendan Rodgers in the car?
I don't know that. What's that?
Oh, the whole like didn't happen with Brendan Rodgers.
He was in a
queue for traffic at the Clyde Tunnel in his car, and some guy went up to him and like chapped on his window and was like, "I'm a Rangers fan, but I think what you coming up here is just wonderful for the game." And
I'll bet he did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't like that. It was much more, it happened.
Yeah.
It was much more a thing that happened. So thank you, Patrick. If we had any t-shirts to give out, which we still haven't got printed, you could have one, but we don't. Yeah. So sorry about that.
Bring money.
Yeah. otherwise, yeah, let's look back at a bit of Varnsdorf, shall we? So we had a home game against... what were Slovan Varnsdorf, and now are just FK Varnsdorf,
just
I think.
Varnsdorf.
Just Varnsdorf.
The modern, the minimal rebrand.
Yeah. And we did very, very well, didn't we?
It was a good game.
It was. It was a very good game. A very, very good game.
Yeah. It was a very, very good game. Shout out to Alistair Beaton, also known as my father, for making the trip.
It wasn't just for that.
That'd be a bit weird. So when he finally...
brilliant.
When he catches up on podcasts, he'll hear that shout out. So maybe around middle of January.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice. I mean, he saw a decent game. He saw a 4-1 victory for your heroes, your heroes in red, against really, really nasty yellow-coloured Varnsdorf. You said that kit looked quite sharp. I think it looks like the inside of a slightly fluorescent pineapple.
I don't know. I think I enjoyed the kit. I'm not sure.
I know I didn't. I've got to say that. I didn't like it. Anyway. So what happened? Well, we set up in a 4-4-2, but with a lot of players played in their correct position and not a lot of the old guard. There was only one player over 30 on the pitch, and that was Pavel the Iceman, mm-hmm. At left back. It was Jurka Floda in goal. Icy at left back, Krzysztofek, and Shural as his centre-half partner.
That was interesting. Yeah, that was the first thing that caught my eye.
Not as interesting as Honza said lack of all trades at right back. Nominally a central midfielder, but in he comes at right back. And didn't he do pretty okay? He was decent enough.
He's what the papers would call a 7.
Yes. No Pavlik, no Schmid.
No Schmid.
So none of the old guys.
There's no Schmid. So we actually looked okay at the back, I guess.
Yeah. Midfield of Kurska and Schumbra on each side, and what seems to be the favoured combination of Damian Barish doing the destructive work and leaving room for Uncle Vaniek to drift about and do lovely things.
Yeah.
And then a front two, surprisingly, of Tonda Rusek and Kuba Prichistal.
Yeah, I would have thought we would have seen Magera, but this is continuing a trend which was set by the previous manager this season of benching him.
Well, it was not entirely unexpected. Prichistal was one of the players that really, really flew on loan at Lichen under Michalik. David Kurushka was with him as well, of course.
Before this, he had 2 and a bit appearances this season, I think, for Zbrojovka. Mm-hmm. Both of the times he was rubbish.
Both of the times he was wide as well. So, he started up top with Rusek just off him. And
surprise, surprise, manager who knows him gets the best out of him.
Yeah, my word, it went well. The first half an hour was a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing. We looked a lot better than Varnsdorf. Varnsdorf offered very little. I mean, they had a crack on about 5 minutes, but it was mostly us.
That sailed over the bar.
Yeah. And then the first goal comes on the half-hour mark. There's a crowded penalty area. Prikistal brings it down sort of behind him and volleys it on the turn from the edge of the area, smacks it into the top of the, into the top of the net. It was a lovely finish.
A nice finish. Yeah. Very nice finish.
It just smacked of a man being given trust and being let off the leash a little bit, really, mm-hmm. didn't it? Like, there was no way he would have done that before. It was a remarkable finish. He didn't look like a player low on confidence. In fact, nobody looked like a player low on confidence. They were up and at them from the very start, weren't they? Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. You know, scrapping and yapping around like little ankle bitey dogs.
It was played at quite a fast pace.
It was,
which we're not always used to.
And I'm assuming the reason they didn't have Schmid or Pavlik was because it was a very high line, as mm-hmm. Leash ended, but it was a noticeably higher line than we've played before.
Yeah.
Now and again, Varnsdorf did try and exploit that by getting in behind us, but the pace of the two central defenders and Flodar being relatively good off his line.
It's a good starter game to have, particularly against against a team like of the caliber of Varnsdorf this season, because they have been incredibly cavalier, let's say, in how they've been approaching games. That they are a bit... they are not the slowest team in the world, you have to admit, but they are just, they get caught out in so many situations, and this is why they'll score a bunch of goals by sort of trying to pour forward, but also this is why they've got, I think, the leakiest defence in the whole of the league. 35 conceded now.
Yeah, which is a ridiculous
It's more than double
number.
What
That's
we've conceded.
Stupid, yeah. But yeah, we sort of coped with them. They sort of, they realised that was where they were going to hit us and do us most damage, but they didn't really manage to do any damage there.
Yeah.
Second goal comes in, straightforward cross from the left. Rusek does his ghosting in thing, simple header to make it 2-0.
Yeah, very Rusek goal.
Yeah.
Rusek probably gets most of his goals within 5 yards, probably, of the front of goal. That's just where he's...
Which is not where he plays. He's just magnificent at timing his runs. Yeah. He's very good at that, isn't he? And then it was 3-0 almost on the stroke of half-time. Prikistal goes down like an absolute sack of spuds in the area. Was facing away from goal. Was it a penalty? Was it not? He sort of went... Thump.
I looked at this back a few times. And I like my first reaction. Well, my two reactions on that were: number one, he's looking for it.
Oh yes.
And number two, the referee is in such a good position to make the call because he is about 5 yards behind the action at that point. And the Varnsdorf player does the thing that I think I've said on this podcast before that makes you look incredibly guilty and you shouldn't do, which is when someone goes down, you put your arms up in the air.
Yeah.
So I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to it being a penalty, mm-hmm. but this is obviously through red-tinted spectacles, perhaps.
Yeah, but, nevertheless, penalty was given. Uncle Vaniek steps up, strokes it calmly to the right.
And that was game at that point.
Yeah, it was, really. 3-0 up at half-time, not looking unduly troubled.
Mm-hmm.
So, in about the 60th minute, Varnsdorf managed to bundle one home when it looks like everyone's heard a whistle. Flora makes a save down low, sort of gets tackled, loses the ball. Everyone stops. I don't know whether they heard something, but...
It's a poor goal to concede, but it's one of the best moves of the match, actually, from Varnsdorf. There's this wonderful interaction. And I didn't do my homework very well, listener, so I can't tell you the exact players. But there was this wonderful sort of a 1-2 touch, which then sort of drags the player sort of behind a defender, and it sort of ping-pongs itself in after the initial save. It's not a nice goal, but it's a nice move to the goal, if that makes sense.
And it's David Breda finishing it. Yeah. Nicknamed NAC by his Breda. Teammates. But,
well,
yeah.
You know, he certainly earned his salary.
Bye. So, yeah. Eventually, we make it 4-1. And
with a worse goal.
The stupidest goal you will ever see. Yeah. I love it. It all happens within about, less than a second, basically. There's a low cross from the right. Prickestar is running in, miscues it completely. He sort of scuffs it. It hits the keeper, who's coming in to save at Prickestar's feet. Prickestar, at this point, is falling over the keeper. The ball ricochets up. Prickestar, as he falls backwards, manages it to backheel it underneath himself into the goal. It was a magnificent strike. And magnificent strike and the mark of a man in the form of his life there.
It looked like the goal of a month from a team that scored only one goal. That's what it looked like.
I don't know. I think that game hopefully will mark a turning point for scapegoating's Jakub Prichistal, because he looked really lively. Mm-hmm. He looked really up for it. He looked like he was playing with the freedom and the trust of a manager he knows. He looked, quite a few of them looked like they'd had a weight lifted from them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they were up for it. They were buzzing. There was a time in the second half where we looked for about 15 minutes like we'd be back to our knackered old ways. But sort of from about 65 to about 80 minutes, we slumped rather. That was when Varnsdorf scored. Michalak actually said this when he took his first training or his first week of training sessions. He was amazed at how unfit everyone was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was saying that through the medium of Kurska, wasn't he? Because Kurska was saying all that sort of stuff in the press. When it comes to that sort of wobbly period, I mean, I'm not really that bothered. The one thing that Zborowka have never been able to do is manage games. And I think that faced in that opposition, they just need to sort of learn how to basically just stroll a half without really needing to exert yourself to get another goal. It's to use, what will probably be used at some point as a dreadful Michael Owen sort of thing. The game wasn't really about goals, David. It was... it was more about actually having a cohesive team that's going to look forward and it's going to interact well with each other. And I think for the most part, we did. It's daft for anyone to suggest, and people on the internet will, that there isn't, that's going to be what it's like. Mm. There is going to be a lot of improvement needed over the next few weeks, and then we're going to probably see what this team is all about. But you couldn't have really had a better start.
No, you couldn't have had a better opponent, to be honest.
There was one good Flöder save when I think a Varnsdorf player was free and I think this is the first half actually, but was free and he smacked it straight at his legs. He got down low quite well for that.
But still, he was awake, and that's the least you expect from your goalkeeper in this sort of game.
I really fear for Varnsdorf this season on that. They just look
disorganized. They were so solid last season. I don't know, they've just fallen apart, haven't they?
Well, it's good that they're so solid because there's 21 matches to go, David.
Hey-oh! So that was the sound of Victoria by the Kinks there. I didn't tell you, but I'm going to put that in before we start this bit. So
because you knew the first thing I'd say when you said that was, why aren't you playing the full version?
I did not know that, but if I can find the full version, do you want me to put it in now?
Yes.
harking back to, I think, Borealfcast episode 3, Sam's indie credentials here.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Of course, yeah. So, yeah, we are playing Victoria Zizkov on Saturday lunchtime in lunchtime. Some blessed relief for our travelling supporters and not-so-blessed relief for the denizens of Zizkov.
You get an extra hour in bed.
Yeah. Two, maybe. So, yeah, it's one of my favourite away trips of the season.
It's good, yeah.
Easy walk from the station, nice little ground, brilliant area of Prague.
Nice pubs.
Yeah, good pubs.
Unfortunately, Dan's going to be there. Shout out, Dan. Couldn't do a straight face there. Shout out, Dan.
Yeah. So what do we know about Victoria Zizkov?
Well, they're a lot better than they were last season, David.
That's not saying a lot.
They'll finish comfortably mid-table.
Right.
Probably happy with that. I think, I didn't write it down, I think they're eighth or ninth at time of broadcast. The gamble to completely overhaul that squad in January has really paid off. Mm-hmm. They needed to beat Hrudim on the last game of the season and for both Znojmo and Taborsko to lose.
And it happened.
Do you know how these teams are doing?
I know how Hrudim are doing.
Well, yes.
as we played them 2 weeks ago.
True. Contrasting fortunes. So, Mas Taborsko are 6 points clear. Ooh. At the top of ČFL A. Because right. they've done that daft thing where they've split it into two groups.
Right.
And then the winner of each group plays off against each other and get up.
Okay.
This is the league that brings you penalty shootouts in cases of draws, though. So it's like, this is... Do you not know that?
I didn't know
They've done that for years. Oh, God. It's horrible. Like, so if it's a draw, it goes to penalties and there's a bonus point.
Disgusting. Nonsense. Anyway, I'm going to say Znojmo doing a lot worse.
Yeah, Znojmo 12th in the MSFL. Right, yeah. So, yeah, read into that.
Connor! Where are you? Connor!
We will be returning to Drew Connor shortly in this preview. Victorica have been quite decent. So they beat Karvina in the last round of the cup, so beating top flight opposition. They lost to Prosteov at the weekend, put an end to a 4-match unbeaten streak in all competitions. They have only lost once at home all season. And that's to Hradec Králové.
Well, it's going to be twice. It might very well not be twice.
I mean, so. we'll see. They've, you know, a club rooted in tradition. They don't have Elvis anymore, who was one of their cult players.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
And he's
yeah.
playing for Slavoj Vyšehrad now.
Oh, is he now?
Enough.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention that in the next preview. Right, so like a lot of teams in this division, they play... A 4-2-3-1.
Mm-hmm.
As an aside, actually, do you know Lishen's first game under Valachovic at the weekend? They beat, I can't remember, I think they beat Banik, and they went for the aggressive 3-1-4-2.
Nice. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So, like, the man at the top of this 4-2-3-1 for Zizkov, anyway, is Yaroslav Divish.
Ooh, yes. He was a big name in the first league for a while.
Former Yablonets, yeah. Boleslav, and Slovatsko
yes,
forward.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
He's only a 2-10 at the moment, though.
I would assume that's going to pick up. He was quality for a minute. And he can't be that old now. He can't be getting on that much. He's a dangerous player.
I think he's 33 or something like that.
Still.
Yeah.
Can almost certainly do a job against us. I'd be very, very wary of him.
But the 20 goals are really evenly spread throughout the squad. Like, no one's got more than three currently. So that's nice division of labour there. However, I said we'd return to Drew Connor. It's time to step aside Drew Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Let's welcome Luis Gil. Luis Gil is an attacking midfielder released from Querétaro FC in the Mexican top division, who has been on loan spells with Orlando City, Colorado Rapids, and most recently, Houston Dynamo.
Luis Gil.
We have got another Major
Former
League
MLS-er.
Soccer player.
Soccer!
He's on a one-year deal. He looks quite good. He looks like he's like a really quite like nippy sort of central midfielder, I believe.
Didn't he also used to own either Barcelona or Real Madrid?
He used to also sell cars as well. Come on, Gil, close the deal. Close the deal.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a Luis Gil used to like in the 90s used to own Real Madrid or Barcelona or somebody.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's not the same Lewis
you
Gill.
You'll be thrilled to know that Lewis Gill's on Twitter.
Good.
I've not approached Lewis Gill for comment yet.
I wouldn't. I mean, not until, you know.
Not until we get it right up him on Saturday.
Well, yes, exactly, yeah. You don't want to, hubris FC over but, here. You don't want to start that too early.
Like our friend Drew, fair play for taking a chance, chance. One more factoid for you about Žižkov.
Yep.
Their keeper, Milan Švenger. Does that mean anything to you?
Milan Švenger, he is also a former top division player.
Milan Švenger. Somebody in green, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's not also Jablonec, is he?
No, but you may have saw him on the bench for our playoff games. He was Příbram's number two.
Right, so, yeah.
And he's played in a bunch of other teams.
I have a feeling he was at Bohemka.
I think so.
Briefly as well, yeah.
He's been around a bit. He's captaining
Žižkov
these days. He just came in the summer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, he must have come in the summer because he played the playoffs against Borjovka. So that's really the lowdown on Žižkov. Tricky game.
Bière de la casse du pod. It's time for Beer of the Podcast, Sam. How are you feeling about this?
Oui.
Bon.
Bon.
Très bien.
Bon, 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 bon,
bon, bon, yeah, you sound thrilled.
What have you poured for me?
Well, I went to the Little Sklizino near work, which I discovered has a fridge of interesting-ish beers.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So that's something. They didn't have that many interesting beers, though. Okay. I thought they would have more. So I got a beer that is a... That is favoured by Bono hipster type, so I should fit right in on this one. It's a Matushka.
Uh-huh.
But it is a Matushka. It's a very strong one, actually, I think. It's a Matushka Tropical Rocket, it's called.
Tropical Rocket. That sounds like an insult that someone calls someone in, like, Glasgow or something. Tropical Rocket, mate. Oh, yeah, Tropical Rocket!
See you, you Tropical Rocket. You absolute Tropical Rocket.
Aye.
He's a canny one, that, but he's a right fucking Tropical Rocket when he wants to be.
Is it called...
You're right, Kev.
Hi, Kev. Is the Rocket got a significant ABV?
Yeah, it's 7%, I think.
Kev's blood after he's gone to Oktoberfest he does every year.
God, Lord. Chicken on the head. It's 7%, I think, but uh-huh. It did promise to be very fruity, according to the label, with citrus and something else.
I'm hoping it doesn't mean hops, but we'll see.
No, it said something like the Tropical Rocket thing is because it's supposed to taste a tropical fruit, like sort of pineapple-y,
so
etc.
It's lilt in beer form.
Here's hoping. Yeah. That'd be imagine that! Alcoholic lilt!
Umbongo, they brew it in Matushka Pivovar.
Can you get lilt anymore? Does that still exist?
You can still get lilt at home, lilt. Yeah. I like a lilt.
I love a lilt, man. They're tasty as, man. It's not as aggressive as a Fanta.
Yeah.
It's a slightly softer taste than a Fanta.
True.
So, yeah.
I remember when this was a football podcast.
I'm trying to get it out of that territory as quickly as possible right now. Anyway, here we've got,
can I have a swatch of the bottle?
You can. It looks like every other Matushka.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it. It's just...
I was hoping it would have like a toucan or whatever, like the Kia Ora.
No, alas, no. It's just that. It's sort of It's an M. Right, it's a brewing process inside an M. I thought it was just random things on fire, but no, it's not.
I'll give you, it's got quite a tropical nose to it.
It does, totally tropical nose. So, dink, there we go. Here we go. What do we reckon?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's...
It's... We're going to...
You've got a little bit at the back of, like, grapefruit or something.
We're having a very strange run right now of, like, beers which taste like how they're described. It's kind of worrying me a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, towards the back, it's something very, very soft. It's sort of watermelon or grapefruit or something at the back there.
Yeah, you're
right. It's really nice, man.
It's complex.
Yeah.
It's... I'll tell you... It's one of these, like, it's not harsh, but, like, once you swallow it, you sort of know that it's not a 4%.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I would perhaps struggle, like, I'd get to, like, halfway down pint number 2 on it. But that's good.
It's a treat. This bottle, which is the, I don't know how big this is like a... It's
750?
Like a seven, yeah, it looks like a 750 mil. Something, yeah, 750 mil. This, like that was 145 crowns for that. So, like, it's a treat,
We're getting quite a few treat beers recently, but it's sort of worth it to get away from some of the poorer beers that we've had.
Yeah.
And have a beer of the podcast, which is not just, like, clink. Oh, it's just lager.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. We got Hot or Not next.
Hot or Not?
Yes, which is a very positive edition of Hot or Not. We've only got one knot, which is very nice.
I feel my knot's going to balance it out.
All right, fair enough. Thing about the Umbongo theme. It's, yeah, I had one line that I couldn't remember and it was irritating me, so I had to Google it in the break. Feel free to Google it yourself, listener, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Is that one of your hots?
It's not.
Should be. It's not. It's not a knot.
Would that it were.
If it's not a hot, it must be a knot. But if it's not a hot, then it's not a knot. It's hot or not.
We're not going into this thing where everything's fine. If you don't like this, you must be against this. It's not how argument works, Sam. You know, it is on Twitter, but...
Insert pithy Brexit reference.
Yes, exactly. Insert pissy Brexit reference here. Right, I've got two hots, and you've got a hot and a knot.
I've got a hot and a knot. How do you want to do this?
Well, I've got one hot that's relatively serious.
Okay.
And one that's very flippant.
Well, start me with one of them.
Right, I'll start you with the relatively serious hot, because I think this is a nice gesture and something that needs to be talked about a lot more. My first hot is Ipswich Town fans.
This one crossed my mind, yeah.
Yeah, Ipswich Town fans at Accrington Stanley.
Stanley!
No, Accrington Stanley. You must have... Did you not get that advert in Scotland? The advert for milk.
Is this the one, first of all, I'm not 100 years old, and is this the who's Accrington Stanley? Oh, this is the,
yeah,
this is the I want to play for Liverpool thing, yeah. Isn't it? I don't think
okay.
So.
Okay, all right, never mind. Anyway, Google that as well. Accrington Stanley milk advert.
I want to play for Rangers. Fuck off.
the Scottish version. And also, you guys don't have milk. So. My first hot is Ipswich fans away at Accrington Stanley. Who are they exactly? Which is the correct way that
okay.
goes. Accrington Stanley have a striker called Billy Key, K-double-E, who has been out for the entire season suffering with a very serious case of depression. And it says a lot about the state of the game today that this has been recognised so... much, and the stigma surrounding mental illness has been broken down so much that Ipswich Town fans came with a banner saying, "Billy Key, you are not alone," to an opposition player, which I think is a very, very nice thing to do. You know, even to somebody else who is playing on the opposite team and is suffering with a problem which is, you know, it's one of those you can't see. It's not ankle, knack, or, you know, liver, gar. I mean, you can't see liver, gar, but, you know, it's not a broken leg, or it's not, you know, a twisted knee or something. It's something that's deep within you, and it's something that only you will ever know how it really feels. To have a group of football fans acknowledge that and say that we are with you is quite a nice thing.
I've had a lot of time for Ipswich Town fans anyway, since they joined in with Rotherham fans singing "There's Only One," Barry Chuckle
yes,
and doing the "To Me, To You." On that same sort of note, the response to Lee Griffiths being out for mental health reasons as well in Scotland was quite a good one, which put aside a lot of rivalries and a lot of things. So that was quite good. So good on them.
Yes, indeed. Well done, everyone involved in that. Mm-hmm. Sam, give us a hot.
I'm going to give you a not, just because...
You're going to give me a not?
I think I'm going to do it right now, because I think that this sort of highlights the best and worst, and you'll know probably what I think, what I mean when I say the best and worst of English football fans.
I'm almost certain that I know what this is,
which is Yeovil Town and racism still being a big thing in football.
Yep.
This couldn't have come at... like a better time is the wrong word, but this couldn't have, you know, like, come, you know, a week or two weeks after racism almost stops England completing a match of football in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And now we have an FA Cup match being abandoned due to the actions of what I'm sure are a minority of Yeovil supporters, who most of them must be fucking horrified.
Yeah.
But it shows that there's really no time for a lot of the sanctimonious attitudes that have been on social media regarding Bulgarian football, where if they've got an issue that's still in your back garden, it needs to be addressed. And I hope that they are kicked out of that competition and more.
This is what I really like about what Southgate said when... you know, the Bulgarian FA were kind of trying to put their head in the sand over, "Oh, it's not as bad as you think," and, and blah, blah, blah. And Southgate said, "Well, no, we never said that, and we have problems, you know, we need to get our own house in order. You know, I'm just saying that it's a problem."
Yeah.
And, yeah, from what I heard, it was against Haringey Borough, I think.
Yes.
To get into the first round of the FA Cup proper. And... Yeovil fans, it was monkey chanting, throwing things, spitting at the goalkeeper and one of their centre-halves, I think, reducing the players to tears, in fact, because they didn't think they could carry on, and they walked off in the 64th minute, and good on them.
Mm-hmm. A special not for the people that I saw on Twitter trying to defend this by being, "Where in the laws of the game are you allowed to walk off?"
That's really not a point, is it?
Certain level of scumbag for that.
Jesus.
But generally, sanctimoniousness in football should be results-based, in my opinion. Specifically, getting it up yours to other fans on humiliating defeats and crushing victories, and not denying that there are huge problems, not just with racism, but still very much with homophobia as well. So,
indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Not a funny knot this week, sorry.
No, it's not.
Give me your flippant hot.
My flippant hot is, I'm going to have to get my phone out because I can't remember the name of the guy, but this is to do with the ever-entertaining Polish top-flight football league.
Uh-huh.
And it is to do with... Where's his name? Give me a second. There he is in my screenshot. This is to do with Mickey van der Hart.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of Mickey van der Hart?
No, I haven't.
You can say no, that's fine. He is...
Where in Poland's he from?
Well, he's not, but he is Lech Poznań's goalkeeper.
Okay.
And,
aha! Yeah.
Right, you know this? He has had a bit of a different form, and Lech Poznań have not been doing brilliant lately. And after a recent loss, he was snapped at 1 a.m. in a kebab shop, despite him having been criticised for being overweight and generally a bit crap lately. In response to this, the owner of the kebab shop said, if you bring Lech Poznań the title, you can have free kebabs for life.
That's great.
I'm all for
that's
that.
That's good.
That's my second hot.
Is that a good kebab shop? This is the question. If anyone here is from Poznań and would like to...
I love Poznań, by the way. Very cool city. Yeah, it's very like Brno, actually. Mm-hmm. Roughly the same size, very student-y. Not very touristy. Mm-hmm. Very cool city. Mm-hmm. I am a big advocate of Poznań. Also, my grandfather's from there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Shout out the Schmidt family.
Yeah. Solid town, Poznań. You have a final hot.
Yes. You look a bit like Dara O'Brien right now, David, because this is a scene we like to see, and it's Kuba Zjeznicek scoring in the 90th minute against Sparta Prague to deny Sparta Prague a victory again.
Love Kuba.
And
love a bit of Cuba Little Butcher.
And the... The reaction online and from both Sparta Prague and the club has been, let's say, measured, but actually not meaning measured at all. Get it up yours. It's like I feel that a majority of my hots already have been regarding Sparta Prague.
That's fine.
But I'm into it, and I miss Kuba Zjeznicek, and I'm glad that he's scoring goals still.
But any combination of news that involves Sparta doing badly and Zjeznicek doing well, I welcome, because, you know, look at him. I just want to give him a hug.
It was one of those good ones, because you see the result first and you're like, ho ho ho, and then you see Teplica, you know, equalising in the 90th minute, and you're like, ho, 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 ho. And then you see the scorer as a Mr. J. Zjeznicek, and you're like, ho, 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 ho. You'll love to see it.
Sweet, sweet times.
Great.
Yeah. Well, that's Hot or Nots. We have got one more preview, do we not? And
yes.
Then we're going to, like, it's a slightly shortened broadcast this week because there was the international break, so we had a game missing. But yeah, we've got a preview of Slavoj Vyšehrad, a game at which I will not be, unfortunately.
Where are you going?
I have to drive to Pissing Žilina for a team building. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Good club, actually, Žilina. Like, I've got a lot of time for them.
I mean, we'll be like half an hour away from Žilina. So even though I'll be there on a Friday to Saturday, I still won't get to see a game because we have to be doing team building stuff. I'm sure I'll have to be, you know, I don't know, sitting in a circle and learning about how to cope with failure or some shit. Which, you know, I feel I've done quite a lot of following this club. So I feel I'm ready for this team building. Slavoj Vyšehrad. That's what's, yeah, got good. Them, haven't we?
Well, yeah, after we hopefully dispatch of
Victoria,
we'll be going for our fifth win in a row at home to Slavoj.
Vyšehrad!
Yep, so we welcome our friends from Vyšehrad to the league. I'm going to continue to speak, so there's no gap that you can keep doing that in. 12th in the table at the moment, Slavoj. You missed it. Three wins against Varnsdorf, Usti and Sokolov.
Sokolov!
And a decent point at home to Jihlava at the weekend.
Jihlava! This is the problem with a lot of Czech names. Mm-hmm. This is why lots of them work in exactly the same style of chant. I don't know, Kuba Schwanda. I mean, he's the bassist in our band, but I couldn't think of another name right now. You know,
name chants that are used all over Europe in football.
No, but like, but that, like, Jirka Floder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, Ondra Vanjek, Pavel Schuster. You know, there are a lot of very similar syllabled words.
That's true.
And hence this, Jihlava,
yeah.
Viktorka. You know, there's, you know, there's, it's just a thing.
Get the last one out of the way. Slavia.
What?
Slavia pumped Slavoj 8-0 in the cup.
Right, okay.
So that was your last chance to do a...
Slavia!
Sorry. This is... Well, it's only going to be yourself doing the editing tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all staying in.
You have fun with that. Okay.
Yeah.
the live meltdown of a Mr. D. Schmidt on air.
So what do we know about Slavoj Šefhad? Because I don't know anything about them, apart from they used to play at a tiny ground and now they play at a massive
stadium. Play at the big ground.
Yeah,
they play at the one that I can never remember how to say.
It's the one on the hill, isn't it?
Yeah,
Evgen Rozitskeho.
There you go. Thank you very much. They're from the town of Slavoj.
Does it have a high castle?
Yeah. No, but it's famous for the Slavoj cabbage and the Slavoj sausage.
And the Slavoj truffle.
You can stay at the Slavoj.
That's true.
They are from Vyšehrad area of Prague. They won the league last year, ČFL. They're 12th, like I said. They're not terrible. They'll be in the conversation. They're still in the conversation about whether or not they'll actually be just fine, or they might get into some trouble. Another 4-2-3-1 proponent.
Okay.
A whopping 15 lone players in their squad.
How is that allowed? That's madness.
It's a lot, and I'll be honest. I just wasn't bothered. Like, I couldn't be bothered to, like, see which ones of them are good and fit in.
I don't blame you. There's too many of them.
They've got some issues because they have... One person who I don't think is a loanee is 19-year-old Tomáš Trančara, who's a 5-6 goal scorer.
Oh, nice.
But he's injured, I think, because he's not played in the last, like, 6 games. He's not been in the squad, so it's a huge blow. Not sure when he'll be back. Miroslav Werner contributing a few goals in centre mid, but he hasn't scored since the end of August. See where we're going here? Yeah. So everyone else is on 2 goals or fewer. Again, a bit of an even spread of goal scorers, a bit like Žižkov.
This sort of sounds vaguely familiar to me, because when they came up, I had no idea about them at all, and I remember they started very well, and I was surprised that they weren't instantly being battered by everyone in the same way that I was surprised Li Shen were not instantly being battered. But I guess it's that combination of coming up and people not knowing who you are, and apparently having people that can put the ball in the net very early on.
Yeah.
So possibly they're being found out now, and injuries are now taking their toll.
Yeah, they seem to have enough squad depth to cover that. Like,
well, with 15 loanees, you'd hope.
Well, that's true. But then that's also a product of them, especially now, being in what is, I use this term loosely, decent league, where you are in the middle of Prague as a club as well.
Yes.
So you get your... Like, they've got about 4 or 5 from Sparta. Someone loaned from Sparta's B team.
Right, yeah.
So you've got that, you know, people from the under-21s. You've got so many clubs around there, but also so many footballers. Because most of the footballers who will be in Bohemia, with perhaps the, you know, exception of like a team like Česká Budějovice, will have players that are based in Prague that then go out for training and for matches and so forth.
Even places as far as, you know, Boleslav's only 45 minutes away, or, places like this.
Even like far-flung places, you think like Ústí, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's not too bad. Or they're staying in, you know, bigger, you know, sort of metropolises like Liberec or something like that, which is probably where Varnsdorf players live, I suppose.
Nice
stadium.
Excellent hockey team. These are the things we know of Liberec. Good town hall.
Yes. We got photoed in front of the town hall.
We did.
By those random people.
With a big pile of snow.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. going back to Slavoj Vyšehrad. You're right about them. Like, they're not terrible by any stretch. Like, they've lost 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
But like, out of all those defeats, like only 2 have been by more than a goal.
Right, okay.
So, you know, they're...
They're keeping it tight then, at least.
Yeah, and and this is what I imagine that they'll be like against Brojovka. Like, a point away is going to be a really welcome bonus for them.
Yeah.
So they're going to be compact, they're going to be tight. I don't think they're going to be gung-ho like a team like Li Shen is just doing, seemingly for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because they look like they are really enjoying their time in the second league, because they're just... It's hard to call how they're playing these days, because they'll just go for it. You know, they'll have a really good win, or they'll be like a 6-6 draw or something like that. But really, because we have a couple of minutes still, so maybe if we
talk a bit about Slavoj and Žižkov together, because I'm quite keen to hear what you would like to see from his Zbrojovka team going forward.
Yes, this was something you mentioned earlier, and I cut off the recording, mainly because I didn't have anything to say, and I haven't thought about it since then. And you just, you're just drinking your beer, leaving me to hang
really,
on that one.
Really high quality podcast tonight.
Yeah, no, that was some technique. I would say that against Žižkov, I would like to see us. I don't think it will happen, but I would like to see us play in the same way that we did in the second half against Chrudim. I'd like to see us counter-attacking. I don't want to see us go gung-ho straight off.
Yeah.
Because I think that could come back to bite us in the arse. Mm-hmm. Because people know, even though we're now under Michalek, people will still know that if they sit deep, we will probably go back to the old ways, as we did in the first, sort of middle 15 minutes of the second half against Varnsdorf. So I would like to see us trying to counterattack Žižkov. However, Vyšehrad, I think getting up and at them will be enough at home. If we can get, you know, a one or two goal win at home, I think we should play the same way. But it's the Žižkov game that I think is going to be the interesting one.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that thing at academic conferences where you say it's a question, but it's more like a comment with a question at the end. That's quite interesting that you mention Chrudim, because because the counter-attacking way, you know, was incredibly good then. It would probably call for a much different sort of defence than the one that we saw against Varnsdorf. Again, like you mentioned, the one that had quite a high line. Because if you think back as well to like a gung-ho team like Lisheng, you know, Halleck's old club, like the amount of times we had a good win in the derby, but the amount of times that they got behind Zbrojovka's line and some of the players and stuff was quite often led to a very legitimate shout for a penalty from them.
Right.
And I feel that if you play that higher line against a team, especially like Žižkov, who are no mugs, while being that high up, you're going to maybe be exploited. So would you like to see the same sort of defence going at it? Or do you think that having that more counter-attacking style means that we need to have a bigger sort of bruiser in the middle? Because well, Christofek's not would, going to I cut would, that.
Well, I would swap out Shural to go fullback and
then put in Schmid.
Put in Pavlik probably. Schmid is, you know,
I'm just thinking of his height, that's all.
Yeah, but Christofek's tall as well. Like, he can occasionally be bullied, but he's tall enough. But just, you know, Schmid is about as mobile as a Lusitania. I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because that's the only thing that worries me is that high line, you're right, is a thing of Li Shen's game. And Li Shen have had several games that it's been like three each.
But what I mean is, if we play like the second half against Chrudim, I would like to see us, or at least for Michalek's first away game, I would like to see him go slightly against his instinct and let us play.
Yeah.
I'm doing expressive things with my hands here.
Yeah.
And let us play like we did in the second half against Chrudim, just to see how it works. If not, at least we would know, in that case, we would have the energy to be up and at them in the second half.
That's a good point. That's the thing, because the performance on Friday does mean that there's, you can't really have much argument about team selection, because the midfield and both Prihistal and Rusek at the front have made a very strong case for staying like that. The only thing is perhaps the defence.
Yeah.
But that's going to be for another podcast.
Indeed it is. We're going to play you out now. After we mentioned that you should always follow us on Facebook and Twitter and so forth.
Yes, indeed. Also, worth mentioning, because I believe this is out on several football community groups and so on, especially for people in Prague, that if you do make your way to the Žižkov game on Saturday, please do say hello, not to me, but to David.
Yes, I will be there. And our friend John, a fellow gentleman ultra, will be there. So if you see us around, come and say hi.
I'm hoping for compromising photos to be used at a later time. So
I'm really not.
Get drinking.
But either way, we're going to play you out with something which I don't think we've used before. After this, I am going to start making a list of the songs we've used to play out before because we're starting to confuse ourselves.
Yes, very much.
So I hope we haven't used this one before. I think we rejected it because it was shit. But that doesn't mean we're not going to use it this time.
A strong
argument for using it this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's goodbye from me.
And it's good night from him.
Bye.
Když si dáš hlavu do dlaní, když tě láska to sporaní, nebuď sám a ruku mi dej, zaspívám ti a bude zas hej. Dnes plač, zítra to bude krásné, dnes chceš, zítra bude chtít on, tak s náma rok a den houpá, houpá jak zvon, lítáme v tom. Konečně věř, ty bystrý jsi a tak rozpoznáš lež. Dneska máš splín jako hrom, věř, že zítra ho bude mít on. Dnes plač, zítra to bude krásné, dnes chceš, zítra bude chtít on. Tak s náma rok a den houpá, houpá jak zvon. A zrovna teď, ať chceš nebo ne, tělo se v rytmu houpá. Tobě, mně, nám, dnes plač, zítra to bude krásné, dnes chceš, zítra bude chtít on. Tak s náma rok a den houpá, houpá jak zvon, lítáme v tom. Dnes plač, zítra to bude krásné, dnes chceš, zítra bude chtít on.